On air, online, on your smartphone, 2NURFM 103.7. I'll tell you what, you cannot really escape the 2NURFM studios without running into somebody. And a gentleman that just seemed to pop up a couple of weekends ago, I was cruising through Market Town having a very healthy breakfast of fish and chips, and the gentleman that's joining us today just happened to just pop up in the shot there. It was John Fischetti. Good morning. It was very out of context for me seeing you there.
Yeah, I was checking on your breakfast diet. A few extra chips there, Mark.
I know. I'd left here. I had to work on the Saturday. I left here and came there, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's John. We're talking about education, yep, right in the middle of Market Town. You just popped up. But
I had just come from Park Run.
And you're
number 161, I think, at that point.
Well, you did look very exercising at the time. I did not. Look, that's kind of what we're talking about today, but pop-up schools. Now, can you take us through what this is all about and what the plan is for some of these pop-up schools?
Well, you know, Mark, of all the countries in the world, Australia actually is one of the most generous in terms of giving to other people in times of need, both in our region, around the country, and around the world. If there's three or four go-to countries in the world, Australia is one of them. So when there's a tsunami in Thailand, or whether there's an earthquake in Tibet, or whether there's a bushfire on the central coast, Australians rally to provide support. There's an initiative the United Nations has started under Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. And what we're doing is contributing to the ideas of what would it be like to try to put some kind of schooling back in place after emergencies. Only one-third of all children in the world, when there's a tragedy, get back into formal schooling in any reasonable time frame. That's not just for the education part, but for the sense of normalcy and hope and sort of cognitive optimism.
And you were throwing some numbers around before we started this morning. It's just massive, the amount of kids that just go without schooling while the quote-unquote essential things get back on track. And it can kind of get lost in the shuffle there a little bit, can't it?
Yeah, if you think about the 35 million kids today who have been displaced by some kind of tragedy. 135,000 teachers in Syria have been killed in the tragic wars there over just the last few years. What happens to kids is they're hanging around while the adults are either mourning, trying to put the walls back up, or themselves have been deceased. And that's what this initiative is. And the University of Newcastle is the only university in the country that's put forward a proposal to try to work within our Center for the Built Environment, which is helping communities prevent buildings from tumbling over or putting them back right the second time, and the network that they have around the world right here at the University of Newcastle to build in this notion of pop-up schools. So let's say, for example, there's a storm like Bonnie in Queensland next year. Could Australian kids working in sort of the age 10 to 14 range, working at the upper primary, early secondary years, have prepared what might look like tackle boxes, fishing tackle boxes, a little first aid kit of sort with early elementary, early childhood materials to be able to start a school right away in the living room that might be stable, in the tent they might be living in, or in the school which might be the only remaining building.
It's kind of like your school first aid emergency pack.
That's right. It's an emergency first aid kit for reestablishing some sense of schooling with kids in those ages 10 to 14 teaching younger kids, because those kids are the ones that can't actually go out and start building and making and doing in the rescue, but they could be used as the teachers of their younger neighbors, friends, or siblings. So this project is to create pop-up schools to allow that interim just after a tragedy, coming in right behind the medical relief, the water, the extra food supplies, and all of the other rebuilding materials that go into a disaster area.
Has this been well received across the world? Is it something that has been given a big green tick and it's yes, we are going to be rolling this out? And if so, how's it going to work?
I hope we'll get to the answer being yes shortly, but there were 350 proposals submitted. A finalist group of 80 is now being vetted. As the largest and probably the only university in the mix, we're hoping that we have a shot at being reviewed to get some resources. The second phase is actually where we're in a partnership with one of Australia's leading telecom companies, and in doing so, they've promised to help us rebuild the communications infrastructure by pop-up mobile towers. So picture in a rural area in Indonesia, or in Bangladesh, or in Fiji, or in Australia, the communications are down. With these pop-up towers, we reestablish communication. They're droned in, flown in, trucked in, dropped in. And that allows the civil defense to be able to have communications, and there be All the business can reestablish, but lessons that we'll build for the second phase online in the cloud will be able to be beamed to those communities, so the kids will have 30 lessons in 30 days to carry on around trauma relief, rebuilding hope, and some literacy and numeracy.
Technology coming to the rescue again. I know we kind of talk along those lines quite often, but it's just amazing what we can do now, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is really Australia taking the lead to help say we can rebuild hope and optimism with young children by having older children teaching them and sustain that sense of whatever normalcy can be after tragedies do strike.
John, thanks for that. It's a very interesting project. And like you said, hopefully it gets the big thumbs up and we see it on the rollout very shortly.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Mark.
Professor John Fischetti from the education world giving us a look at pop-up schools this week at 2NURFM.